Okay, this is Prince DJ in the Second Palace. I picked the country. The struggle is really real. Boy, I just had one of the craziest dreams. I dreamed that I was catching a subway, but then, in the middle of that, the trains were closing. I was like, why the hell the trains were closing? And so I turned around, I had to go and try to open the gate so I could get out. So either I could go back to where I came from or go back to probably the hotel. So I had to pay, wind up paying for the afternoon. But then some people were clapping because they didn't know that anybody else was in there. I thought I was going to get arrested. But then they said that, man, you had to do what you had to do to get out. You looked like you were struggling. I was. And so So I went to another place, and they had people. I forgot I have one dream where I felt like I was, not wanted, and I was, not welcome. So I went with the one that wasn't, wanted or welcome. But then I had another dream where some idiot chose to play Elvis, and I was running and screaming like a girl. Well, not, a fan, but I was running away. And then I ran to a place, and then I told him why I was there. I said, I have to get away from that Elvis song. I am a widow, and that was my wife's favorite artist. And then, next thing you know, I was playing it to somebody else while I was there. I said I had to stay away from that Elvis song. They were playing Hound Dog. They were absolutely playing Hound Dog. I ran away. Oh, and when my wife visited me, when I finally had somebody that liked me in a dream earlier before I came back today. Because somebody had liked me. I think I was met at some kind of store or something like that. But I mean, that was insanely crazy. When my wife visited me in that dream, when she visited me, and then that I had a reoccurrence, but then the fact that I ran from an Elvis song, like I did it. Well, I couldn't run at the airport because I had to catch my flight. That was that time that I was in Vegas, but I ran like from an Elvis song. My God, so. The real reason why I wanted to come here is that I want to get night 2 of WrestleMania because I don't know how I'm going to be after I take the shots. A lot of people have been saying that they've been having more pain than they did with the first shot. The only thing I have was arm pain and tiredness, but I'm more concerned with the second one than the first one, so I'm kind of a little bit on the nervous side, but wow, what a crazy dream I've been having. Crazy dream. Is this what you get for PTSD? Huh? Is this what you get for PTSD? Wow. Wow. Hound Dog. They were playing Hound Dog in my daggone dream. Why? Why did they play Hound Dog in my dream? See, this is why. I mean, I knew I had to go to, on the cruise on my birthday. Problem is, because I can't take hot days. But the problem is, okay? Yeah. The problem is, if I'm going to go on a cruise on my birthday, which is in November, November the 13th, by the way, and I'm trying to go on a back-to-back, but you know, after the one that leaves from the 8th to the 12th, which is a 4-night cruise, and then the 12th to, I believe, the 15th, and vice versa. And I'll probably be on either at Theo or another island, by the way, or something like that. And I don't know where I'm going to be. I'm just so tired. I'm a mess. I'm a mess. But, yeah, so I'm trying to rest my body for tomorrow. You know, because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Okay? I don't know. I don't have a clue. I can't predict. But I can tell you, I might as well do the how I did WrestleMania Night 2. Yeah, I know it's late, and we could be getting a repeat of a match that was already seen in WrestleMania. A lot of people did not like Raw. A lot of people were hating on Raw. Wow, they were, I mean, they were really extremely hating on Raw. But, people were also saying SmackDown was really better. I guess SmackDown is the new A show, I guess. Raw is the B show? Wow. Anyway, so let me go ahead and tell you who won Night 2 of WrestleMania. So, of course, you have Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan in a triple threat match for the Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan? Oh, I think this is one of my double down. Okay. I messed up because Vince McMahon always have a habit of adding extra matches in the day of and during the actual event. It's like, It's driving me nuts. I'm a podcaster. You got other wrestling podcasters within the wrestling community trying to predict matches, have a little fun, and when they add the after match, you'd be like, the heck? Anyway, let's just get this match before I get this next shot, because I don't know how I'm going to feel like. And like the first shot before, I will be giving you an update on how I feel. I will be giving play-by-play on how I've been doing each day. There I go with the rhyming again. I'm not a rapper. I'm just a comedian. I'm not a rapper. Why am I coming up with rhymes that all of a sudden? Anyway, so I said Edge and Daniel Bryan could win. But then, my double down would be Roman Reigns to retain. Here we go again. Wow. That is crazy. Roman Reigns defeated both Edge and Daniel Bryan to retain the title. Wow. So, my double down won. Okay. Universal Championship. Wait, why did this come up again? Okay, never mind. I don't know why this come up again. Just still coming up with the same match. What happened? Okay. Now, here it is. Wow, why did that happen? This is just, CBS is usually my favorite when it comes to doing prediction because it's more easier to read for me. Anyway, Women's Championship, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley. And I said it was easier for me because Asuka will retain the championship. Oh, no. No. All right. Who passed? Who failed? I did, because Rhea Ripley defeated Asuka via pinfall. Asuka lost her first title defense. Oh my god! No, Rhea don't want it. Rhea's like another like a female version of Brock Lesnar. She hurt people that don't even want to. Maybe I might be thinking about Nia Jax. That hurts people that they don't want to face. Maybe I'm thinking about Nia Jax. I don't know. Rhea Ripley won? Wow. Why are they coming up in twos? Why? Come on, CBF. You're my favorite source when it comes to predictions for wrestling. Come on now. Anyway, Intercontinental Championship, Big E versus Apollo Crew, and it was a Nigeria drum fight. What the heck is a Nigerian drum fight? I didn't even hear this. Okay, let me tell you one thing. I didn't even hear Distillation was probably added the night of. Because all I heard was it was supposed to be Big E versus Apollo Crews for the International Championship. I heard no way, no how that was supposed to be a Nigerian drum fight. Okay. I don't know what is a Nigerian drum fight. I don't know what that stipulation was. So I can't even explain to you what it was. And I didn't predict it. And we just lost. I'm not doing well here during the second night. This is the second match that I lost. Apollo Crews defeated Big E to win the title. So now Big E's not no longer the Intercontinental Championship. Crap. That's two matches I lost already. Two. Oh, man. That's ridiculous. I didn't know there was a stipulation there. I didn't know. Okay, United States Champion. Okay, let's get this one right. Riddle versus Sheamus. Okay. I don't know. Now I don't know if I have a double down or not. I did say Riddle, but my double down would have been Sheamus. There's going to be a lot of double downs in the next pay-per-view, depending upon what matches is coming up in the next pay-per-view leading up to SummerSlam. I can guarantee you that right now. There will be a lot of double down in the pay-per-views that will follow leading up to SummerSlam. And maybe even into SummerSlam itself. Okay, so United States Championship, Riddle versus Sheamus. Riddle probably wind up retaining, and Sheamus was a double down. Yep, double down one. So we also have a new United States Championship. Wow. A lot of titles changing hands on this one. On night two. This is crazy. And that was it? That was night two? Wow. That was very short. That was night two? Wow. That was very short. So that was night two of WrestleMania. Wow. I guess I'm glad I did wait it. Wow. Night two was shorter than night one. Because as you know, night one was highlighted by Bianca Belair one in over Sasha Banks. So, wow. And then night two, a lot of championships changed hands. Crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. Well, that's it. So, here are the ways that you can make extra income and not waiting on Congress for 9 more or 6 votes. And that's something that I will be fighting for if I be in the Senate. But, you know, not to have people waiting for a vote. I will be fighting for a new amendment in the Constitution, you know. But anyway, go to... if it's still on there, BigDCountry98IncomeNow.com. BigDCountry98IncomeNow.com. $98, $98, not just one time, but $98 a month as well. And if it's not, Plan B will be JDMKT.com. That's JDMKT.com. That stands for JD Marketing. But that one is where you get 200 leads and 200 postcards. All you need is to get the stamp. They got the lead provided. Now, they're going to ask you for the ID number. And my ID number is 748. That's 748. Very easy to remember. Because I don't have a date. Oh! Anyway. If you can handle, you know, and if you're going on vacation, 50 Country LLC globaltravel.com. That's victorycountryllc.globaltravel.com. If you need to get away, and rightfully get away, you know, somewhere where you could get more stuff done and not be stuck at Johnny Rockets where you missed a day. But to have delicious fun, don't be stuck at Johnny Rockets at Six Flags, because you're going to cry.